Good afternoon, Green Brothers. This is Don speaking.
Yes, is Alan there?
He is. One moment, please.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hey, Alan. Bob from RDI Diamonds. How are you?
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Good. How about you?
Oh, I'm on the run, on the run.
Did you get your succession plan situated?
It's 95%.
Oh, good.
Situated. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm on the final stretch to making that happen, so.
Very, very good. Very good. Well, I'm sure that's a relief.
Yes, sir. It is. It is. It's a relief, and it, you know, it's one of those bittersweet things. You know what I mean?
Oh, I completely know what you mean. I mean, this your store's been you've been your life.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And are you?
Yeah,
when that happens, is it? Are you done, or are you going to be part of the new business for a little while?
Yeah, for a little while, yeah.
It's better to do it that way. The transition is, because I think for you, it's going to be really difficult to just go cold turkey.
Well, that definitely has crossed my mind. But he wants to keep me around he said 3 years, but I think that's a little too much. But
3 years sounds a little bit nuts. I was thinking like a year at the most.
I was thinking no more than a year and a half.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's one thing when you own it and basically whatever you say, no matter what, it's done. That's it.
Right, right.
When you're not in control anymore and you're still
there. Yeah, it's a different deal.
That's going to be difficult for you, no doubt.
It's going to be.
Yeah.
Difficult. You're right. Right.
Is it contingent? Your deal contingent on you being around for at least a year and a half to 2-3 years?
I think he's pretty set on that.
Okay. So if it's written into if it's written into the contract, then you don't really have much say on it. You know, if that's what.
Well, the contract's. I just got my first copy of it. So I'm gonna go through it the next day or so, and if I need to modify it, I will.
Yeah.
I haven't signed any dotted lines yet, so
right.
We'll see.
I think I would definitely put it in there that, you know, that you have the right to leave and under certain conditions if you want to, you know.
Yeah.
You know, because it's, yeah, I just know, I put myself in your shoes, and I can't imagine in a business that I was the number one authority in today.
Yeah.
When I left, I owned a bingo hall. When I left the bingo hall, when I closed the bingo hall, it was kind of hard, but I started working for Mike at RDI again, you know, and I kept
saying
to myself, you know what, this isn't my business, this was his business, and because it was never mine, RDI was never mine, it wasn't so hard for me.
Right.
But had somebody else taken over the bingo hall and I had to continue working there, I don't know if I could have done it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been too hard. You know, after it being
it's going to depend. I hadn't seen exactly what he's going to want me to do, and a lot's going to depend on that. And so we'll just see. I say, I just got it. I'll get through it. I'll read it. And but I appreciate your insight there because it is true. You know, when you become less relevant in a business that you spent your whole life building,
I don't know how you could do it. I'd be honest. It's one thing if you're selling it to your family, you know.
Yeah.
But when you're selling it to somebody else completely independent.
Yeah.
You know, it's I don't know. I don't know. I would just make sure there's some kind of clauses in there or something that, you know, if it got to be too much for you.
Just take an exit. Yep.
Yeah.
An off ramp.
Yeah, whatever. You know, maybe there's some kind of a penalty for doing it, but as long as the penalty isn't too bad, you know, I don't know. I would look into it at least.
Absolutely. I will. Yes, sir.
Anything I can do for you today?
No, I don't really have anything cooking at the moment.
It's been years since I did business with your company. Hopefully the new owner will want to do business with me.
Yeah, well, do you do any business with him already? Do you know?
I don't know.
Do you know him?
Who is it?
Yeah. It's Toddy Pittard.
Oh, yeah, he used to be a customer of ours. What was the name of his business?
He owns Murphy Pittard, and he owns LeRae's. He also owns Goldstein's in Mobile, Alabama.
Pittard. Yeah, let me see.
Murphy Pittard.
Is he? Murphy Pittard, that's what it was, right?
Yeah.
Hang on a second here. Let me see if there's... I know that we used to do business with him because it was Andrew's account. There's just a funny story with Murphy Pittard because it was just such a funny situation. We were at, I forget what, where were, I think it was down in Tampa at one of the IJO shows. And we were, you've been to Tampa?
Yes.
Did you ever go to Burns, the steakhouse?
There's a really good
big place. Yeah, that's a really big, physically big place. Multiple floors. They have people who give you a tour of the place and stuff.
Well, I don't know if I went to that one or not. I know we went
to
a real, real nice steakhouse place. And
anyway,
it was really good. But.
So Andrew's his rep, and he's our vice president. And we were taking them out to dinner, and so we were all sitting around at this table. And all I remember is Andrew was clumsy, and he spilled a drink in Toddy's lap.
Oh, my God.
And trying to figure out how to recover from that, it was just like he was just – it was just like the worst thing. It's bad enough when you spill one on yourself, but when you spill one on your customer that you're taking out to dinner at a really high-end restaurant, and it was just so freaking awkward. And I just looked at Andrew, and I just started laughing at him because there was not much he could do. Toddy was just, like, so cool with the whole thing. He didn't make a big deal about it or anything.
Honestly, he's a very down-to-earth guy.
He is a really easygoing guy.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just so funny, though, because, you know, it's like the worst-case scenario. The last thing you want to do, you could dump a drink on me, you could dump a drink on yourself. But do you apply it?
That would not be good.
No, he took it. But I'll never forget it because it was one of those memorable moments that you just cringe that every time you think about it.
Right.
Anyway, I talked with Andrew. He's not our vice president anymore. He's now the Jewelers Board of Trade president. But he's a good friend of mine, and we still do some business together, him and I. And I just got off the phone with him a few minutes ago. I'll call him back and tell him that Toddy wound up buying your two stores.
Well, let's wait till it gets confirmed.
Okay. Oh, it's not official yet. Okay.
Not official yet. But
you got it.
It's just not there yet.
Okay. Well, good luck with everything, and if there's anything you need, let me know.
All right, Bob. Thank you.
All right, we'll see you. Yep, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.